we'd 4 weeks this year now to prepare, compared to our usual 3 weeks. But it's been going good. You know, you kind of just go week by week, training by training, and you're just trying to improve, obviously, on your last training. Keep the fitness up, keep the mind going, keep just focused in on the job that has to be done. And it's going good, and you know, very excited now for the match. It just can't come soon enough, really.
As goalkeeper, what's your training session like as such? Are you doing a lot with the squad, or are you doing a lot on your own with the other keepers?
We do kind of half and half, I suppose. We have a goalkeeping coach, Kieran. He comes and tortures us every maybe two sessions a week. He puts us through our paces now, myself and Maeve. Don't usually like him see him walking through the gates, but I know it's good. We have to do that kind of stuff, and I actually enjoy doing the goalkeeping stuff because it's different to what we need to do, you know, in a match. And if we're training with the squad the whole time, we're not going to be focused in on what we need to do. So it focuses the mind for us, I suppose. But yeah, no, it's good and tough, and that's what we need. And we have improved since he's come in the last couple of weeks, which is what we want to see, really.
I always think goalkeepers have the best vantage point watching a match. So, you know, from your spot between the posts, have you gauged your ear? What do you think of it?
Yeah, we do, and I think it's for any sport you play, goalkeepers have the best view. And Eamon's always drumming into me, like, you know, you have to tell your players what they're doing because you're the best position. And I am, I suppose, the girls would laugh at me, but I am quite vocal, and I do make sure that I'm being heard and that the girls know what they're doing. And I always try to, you know, just give them as much of information so it makes their job easier. If I'm talking, they know where they're going, and you know, it just does make everyone's the backs as a unit. It makes it easier, and I suppose it just keeps the opposition out as much as possible.
Kick out strategies. You know, how much work are you doing on them, or are you kind of doing what you're told in terms of what management might send down the wire?
I wouldn't call it strategy. Look, with kick outs, I think I'm just so happy to have the backs and the midfielders and forwards that we have, because they never give up. They work hard, and that said, for kick outs, like, they just run, and they look for the ball, they want the ball, they never shy away. So what I just do is look for a player who's running into space and kick it to, you know. We don't have major strategies, and I think that kind of confuses the thing if we have too many signals and all this kind of crack going on. So look, it's different every match. It's kind of go with the flow, see what's working and see what's not working, and just try and make it work every time.
Running ball out of the defence has become a huge part of the game, and I would say in your time at intercounty level, have you seen that change where, you know, maybe initially or early parts of your career you'd be kind of half afraid to drop a ball too near a goal, but now it's where the game kind of where the play might start?
Yeah, definitely. And I think I suppose it starts with kickouts in, and if it's a short kickout, it's worked through the hands, you know. I suppose the kicking has kind of gone out of it a little, but I suppose it's with every team. It's we want to keep possession. You don't want to lose it. So it starts from the backs, and it's worked up through there. And most of the scores probably start with our backs. But it's possession, and 90% is that's what we want to be doing. We want to keep possession, and the easiest way to do that is working through the hands, I suppose. But look, I think kicking has kind of come into comes into it more in the end of the season, and kind of your quarterfinals, semifinals, everyone's a bit better at it, I suppose. But yeah, it's look, possession is everything, and the best way to do that is working through the hands, I think.
Your expectations of Dublin, Martina, what are you expecting of them in this final?
They've shown so much, I think, this year. Like, coming off the back of last year, they hit us so hard in that final last year. They were so fit, strong. Do you know, they're great on the ball, but same this year, if not, do you know, they're probably better even again. They're very young, they're versatile, yet they have experience. Their forwards are just lightning fast, and they're very, very accurate, kicking points from 40 yards out, like, some of them. And they do, again, they work very hard back to dispossess. So we're going to be really, really up, you know, up to it for the final again this year. And I think Dublin probably have shown being the best team throughout the year. Do you know, they've had a great championship, quarterfinal, semifinal, like, just disposing of teams with loads of points to spare, do you know. So a big battle for Sunday again.
Do you get nervous before an All-Ireland final?
Yeah, I do, and it's kind of a thing. It's probably got a little worse over the last couple of years than the nerves coming in, but it's good. If you're not nervous, I don't think you're up for the match. So yeah, I will be, and you'll have a bit of a sick stomach, but it's good. I find if I don't have that, I'm not focused. So when that comes, I know I'm there. You're ready for the match.
And from 1 to 30, whatever, in the backroom team, the hunger seems to be as much as it would have been for the first All Ireland for this group.
I think so, yeah, and nobody looks back. I think that's the thing. We're always focused on this year and the year that we have. We never kind of say, oh, last year, oh, 2 years ago, because you can't be looking back. If you're looking back, you're forgetting, what we were, what our year is about. So it's kind of, look, we just maybe look back on the league, how we've performed there, and we always just look at this year. We look at another final, Croke Park. What we don't want to be walking off that pitch without the cup, So yeah, we're all very focused, and we just, we're as a group, we work very hard.
Is that the mark of your success, hard work and a refusal to kind of look back at what you have?
Again, I think it's for anyone who's successful. You see Kilkenny, you see, Kerry teams have passed or whatever. You have to just work hard. Put in the hard slog every time you go to training, outside of training, look after yourself, and if you put in enough hard work, you will get what your reward is out of it then.
And like we've said it so many times on air watching you, like you're never beaten. You might be down, and like it was probably epitomised in last year's All Ireland, but even this year, Kerry put it up to you in the semi-final, but the way you pulled away, is that steel within the group? Like, are you that close off the field as well as on,
I think so. Everyone, everyone just gets on, and it's nice. It's a close group. We have good crack at training, and I think that you have to have that as well. You have to have a good dynamic. You work hard when you're on the pitch, but you also have good fun off it. And we do. And I think just everyone, like the attitude there is always, we can work harder, we can do better, and everyone has a collective effort. There's no one person bringing the team. We're all in it together, and I think that's where success is always got from.
Well, the very best of luck to you.
Thanks a million.